Welcome to the Love Frequency, where we love frequently. My name is Ange, the Love Freak. And today I just want to come and I want to talk about this is what I always talk about, you know, self-care, taking care of yourself. I was recently last week, I took off from doing the podcast. Because I'm like, you know what, I've been doing a whole lot. And I think when in life, when you're pushing and you're striving and you're going towards, you know, a new direction and things are happening, you kind of just get in your zone and you got to take time for yourself. You got to just take time to like, okay, what do I need to do? What's a priority? You know, what's going to help this aspect and that aspect? And that way you don't get burnt out in life. And so that's what happened to me like last week. Because before that, it was Thanksgiving break. And so the kids were home. So it was difficult, but I knocked out some really good episodes. So make sure you check those out on those past episodes on the Love Freak. But I also have been studying. Because, you know, you got to keep your mind good. You got to keep your mind sharp. You always got to be on top of your game. And so I've been studying. I've been studying some really good stuff. And I said, man, I'm going to love to bring it here on the Love Freak podcast, darling. And because it's powerful. And I have been like kind of studying it, but living it at the same time. And I'm telling you, I found this thing, powerful manifestation tool. We'll definitely be getting on to it. We'll be definitely talk deeper about it coming up soon. So be on the lookout. What am I talking about? Making sure the podcast may go into a new direction. Because I'm really a big person. I had to really find and kind of break down the shells of who I am. And what I have been doing is kind of finding myself and really defining the brand and what is a good, valuable thing to get out into the world that people need to know about, that I need to know about, that interests me. Because if it interests me and it solves a problem for me, then I'm going to be passionate about it enough to share it so they can solve a problem for others and I can be the person that can help them because I know what it did for me. Like, that's why I go after things. I don't go after things because, ooh, that sounds nice. But no, I'm going to test it out, see what I like. And so I'm going to talk a lot about like sex and how to transmute sexual energy into life force energy so that you can actually use it and manifest instead of allowing it to leak out into the universe. We don't realize that our sexual energy is leaking out of our bodies in different ways if we're not aware of it. If we're aware of it, then we can prevent it from happening and actually have more energy. That's why so many people are just not energized. They're tired because they're getting drained from what people like to call energy vampires. So you're getting drained from these energy vampires and in so many ways. And energy vampires can be people. Energy vampires can be situations that you're in. If you don't like where you're at, that can drain you if you don't know how to like stay connected to your own self in those environments. Foods, you know, I got to be better at it too. Like, I'm not perfect, but definitely the foods you eat have got to be helpful. They got to be at least some nutritious, take some supplements, but keep your body on a high vibration, because if your body ain't working cooperatively with you, then that can drain your life force, because that's how people die. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because when your life force slows all the way down, then you are no longer a living being. Am I right or am I right? But if you know how to keep your life force activated, keep it healthy and strong in all ways, from the physical aspect to the actual energetic mental type aspect to spiritual aspect, if you know how to keep all that stuff strong by staying connected and building upon it, just like a muscle, when you build upon something, when in your brain, there's something called a neural pathway. And I first heard about it from Tony Robbins in his book, Awaken the Giant Within. He talks about neural pathways. And I know this from just psychology in terms of, you know, your brain, the certain synapses in your brain strengthen. The connections and neurons or neurotransmitters, all that stuff, you know, all that strengthens in a direction. So if your thought process is, if you're good at basketball and you keep practicing, you're strengthening that neural pathway, you're strengthening that habit. It all ties in, and that's what habit is. Habit is just building that neural pathway. It's just strengthening that connection in your mind. And then, you know, you can train yourself to do anything as long as you just keep doing it. Like that old quote, you can do anything as long as you put your mind to it. That's facts. Like, you can do anything as long as you put your mind to it. Because that's all you're doing is you're strengthening pathways in your brain. Certain things are automatic, like you can't control. There's a system, of course, that we know about, and that's like heart, your breathing, respiratory, cardiovascular, and, you know, the minute things that are still just as important that you have to be aware of. But those things are just going to operate. Those are your life force energy, just going to have those operate, you know, by itself. But then there's the things like that, because we are humans and we have a higher intelligence than animals, we're not just surviving. But because we have those higher brain faculties, we're able to utilize them to our best advantage. And that's what makes us, that's why people call themselves gods. You know, because if we are one with the Creator, then why wouldn't we, you know, also have the same abilities as the Creator? And that is to create, right? If the Creator created us, then we have the ability to create what we want. We have that power. Like, things don't just happen to us. We're creating what happens to us because we are one with the Creator. That's where we come from. You can call it stardust. You can call it, I don't know. You can call it God. You can call it whatever you want to call it, but it's something that created us. We were created. Even if you look at the Bible, even talking about created out of dust, or if people talk about we're created out of stardust, but no matter what it is or what it is, it's just what it is that we are created by a creator. So whether it's in a creative mind, a larger mind, I don't know what we are, but we are created beings by a creator. And so we got to be creative in how we live and how we live our lives. So what do you love to do? Find your passions. That's taking care of yourself by nurturing your passions, but also knowing how to slow it down. Because sometimes it could just feel like work. You don't want it to just feel like work. You want to live life and then be able to just tell your story. It's not about just teaching. I'm telling my story. This is what I'm experiencing. And it's starting to get more and more clear. Like, yo, this is what I'm experiencing with. And it's quite powerful. And I love it. If I could tell you, oh my gosh, I love it, darling. I love it. I love learning about sex and the power of it. Because everybody loves sex. Like, sex is one of those things where everybody loves. Like, some people have traumatic experiences with it, so they shut their sexual faculties down. But if you have like traumatic experiences, whether it be emotional or even physical, then you can actually heal that just by tuning into that sexual energy, because your sexual energy has been disrupted. But don't shut it off to where you don't face it. Acknowledge it. Acknowledge its pain. Acknowledge its trauma and let it heal itself, because you still want to generate it. And then what you know how to do is just protect it. Y'all got to do is learn how to protect yourself, you know, from anything that's going to come at you, the energy vampires, you know, by making the right decisions and things. Being smart about the decisions that you make. Are you making the right decisions? Is it coming from your heart? Is it coming from the place that you want it to come from? Is this what you truly want? If it's not something you truly want, then second, then think about it again. If you got to think about it again, then that means you got to think about it again after that. So don't jump into the decision unless you know for a fact, like, yo, this is it. This is what I want to do. But like I said, it's all about self-care and just taking care of yourself. But I got some bomb material. And sex, when I talk about sex, I'm not even talking mainly about, I'm not talking about like just the act itself, but just the energy that it is, because you can channel that up to you. You can take your sexual creative organs, and women especially, because we have ovaries and we create life within our wombs, like right there, like we're able to create life from within us. It's crazy. Wow, you know, imagine that. So we can take that same energy that we have within us, that life force, our eggs, right? And we can channel all that energy that we're not using. We can channel that up through our bodies, and it's just a beautiful thing. But then when you experience the actual act, it's even more powerful, because you have raised a certain vibration. And it can even enhance and spice up, you know, a partnership, a relationship. but bonded in a different type of way. Because what you want, you don't want to just have animalistic sex. You want to have passionate, higher leveled sex because you want to be in tune with it. And when you are in tune with it, it is an amazing feeling. When you are in tune with the energy, and there's no holding back. You're just free to move. You're just free to just explore and just a freedom in the mind, a freedom in the body, a freedom in the spirit is unexplainable. Like, you just got to feel it. And the only way to be able to feel it and truly feel it is by practicing on how to strengthen it within you so that it's healed. There's no blockages and you're not just doing it out of pain, but you're doing it out of love. And when you're doing anything that you do on a higher level of love, oh my gosh, it just makes life so much more enjoyable. But what I do want to talk about, and I want to give to you before I even end this episode, I want to talk about the inner smile. And what the inner smile is, it's something I'm learning about the Tao system. The inner smile is when you can close your eyes. And there's a method to it, but I'll give you a general kind of overview of what it is and what it kind of, what the gist is if you want to try it. And if you want to know if you want to really get down into it and know the details, I will bring that to a later episode. But the inner smile is when you can close your eyes, take a deep breath, focus in between your pineal gland, your third eye, and just kind of breathe and focus on your body. And just keep focusing on the breath as you inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then you exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you just keep going at that rhythm. And then you can start from any place in your body. But, you know, if you want just a general overview of your entire body, you start from the brain and you thank your brain. You say, brain, you know, you don't even say anything. Don't try to put words, but try just put the loving feeling by just smiling. Just smile at it and feel the gratitude within it of what you're grateful for. So don't try not to think with your mind, but it's thinking with your heart. So what you're doing is just focusing and you're smiling. And you're not saying words. Like, my mind, I had to shut down my mind from talking. Don't let your mind talk. Shut the mind talk down and let it transmute to, okay, this is why I feel this way, but I'm more focusing on smiling at it and why I'm smiling and grateful for it without listing the details in my head loudly. So it's like turning off certain switches and sounds of your voice. So you're just smiling. And then to even begin to smile, you'll picture yourself smiling out, you know, you'll have a picture in your mind of like yourself smiling or something that makes you smile, a smiling moment. And you'll channel that energy of what you see in terms of how you would smile genuinely. And you would generate that energy into that part of your body. So if you look at your brain, smile at your brain, give it loving feelings like, thank you for, you know, it's thought process, you know, what it does for you, keeps you alive, darling. It's in the neural pathways. Thank you, brain. And you just say everything and you feel it in that moment and you just channel that energy down. Yeah, you know, I'll go to my throat or maybe my eyes. Then you go to your heart, which is big, your lungs, your liver, pancreas, stomach. Like, you can do just the digestive system or you can just do just the organs. Or you can do like alternate. Thank the sexual reproduction organs, because that's important. The ovaries for the women, testicles for the men. You know, you thank those areas. Those are, like I said, creative energy. You smile at them. But what I've been doing, at least just to begin this whole process of just being able to smile at all my organs, is I just started smiling at my own heart. I smiled at my heart and I gave it love. And if I can generate love, because what would happen sometimes, and that's why I'm really big on self-care, because when we can generate love within ourselves and know how to like strengthen the love within ourselves, then it's easy to love openly and freely. It's easy to love others openly and freely and know that you're coming only from a place of love. And when you act, when you do an act, you're only coming from a place of love. And And so therefore it makes it more genuine, and you have a pure heart. You can make your decisions, and you know when something's not right and when it is right, because your heart tells you. You just follow that. You don't let nothing else block that, not the mind. So the key is to practice this type of meditation and just smile at your heart, smile at your lungs, smile at that center, and give yourself all the love so that you can continue to do what you love and live life and just keep on doing what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to leave it here. Don't want to tarry too long, right? And so if you're listening, I just want to say check out the text messaging service. You can text at LoveFreak to 81010. That's text. No, not text. That's text at the at sign LoveFreak, LoveFreq to 81010. That's 81010. And, you know, I like to send out inspirational and positive things in the morning, like beautiful, nice, fun quotes, because I like to just read them. So it just kind of helps me too. It kind of helps me build up, you know, my positivity and even my vocabulary at times. And so I just want to give other people that inspiration and say, hey, you know, I like these quotes and I want to send them out and I want to be, you know, I want to give unto you. So if you want to be a part of my giving, I want to pour into you. So allow me to pour into you by staying connected with me, and allow me to give you, you know, some positive inspiration in the mornings, and just so that I can just do something from my heart to you. You know, that's just my gift to you. So please sign up and do that. And then, you know, I like feedback. So just tell me what you think about it as well. And so check out the links below. We're going to be doing some major things. Like I said, I got some major topics. Stars Crystals will be back. Stars Crystals will be back. We'll see what she has in store. I know, you know, with life, things happen. And we'll even sit down and chat with her for a little bit. So make sure you tune into the next episode in which we will chat with Star. Also, click the link at the bottom to sign up for our email list as well. So our email list, I can give you updates on like when the episodes drop or if there's like a really special episode, because you know I want to get the information out to you. So maybe something that would be of interest to you or somebody that you know, and in that way you can pass it on and share it and provide feedback and all that stuff. So make sure you tune in, stay tuned into the Love Frequency, where we love frequently, and my name is Ange, the Love Freak.